And so I want to tell you, James River Church, you are mountain movers. None of you, not one of you, has a little life. You might live in a little town, and you might, I don't know, may feel like your job or something isn't the most significant. I don't know what that even means, but none of you has a little life. Every one of you are mountain movers in the spirit. Change your thinking, right? Every single one of you, you have giants to fall, mountains to conquer in the Lord, advances to have, breakthroughs to experience. And they don't happen in a vacuum. God moves on the earth in partnership with his people. He's not going to go preach to the unreached people groups in the Buddhist world. He's going to tell you to go and preach, and he's going to preach through you to the unreached people groups. I know every once in a while, you know, somebody gets a dream, right? And there's Muslims getting dreams of Jesus. Guess why? Because hundreds and thousands of people have prayed for them to know Christ. And so then Jesus shows up to them in dreams. But nothing happens in a vacuum. God says, I want to participate with you. I want you to step into this moment right now and step into what I have for you. I feel like 2024, the word for James River Church in 2024 is it's time to go back to your roots. Back to your roots. This church was built by the grace of God on prayer and fasting. It's true. By the grace of God, this church exists because of prayer and fasting, because of Jesus, but the way he moved us into prayer and fasting and moved mountains through us at different times. And I have more mountains. We have more mountains, right? But prayer actually changes realities, right? God will put his word in your mouth to speak back to him, and then he moves. That's how prayer is. God, what do you want to do? And then he tells you what he wants to do. Then you say, oh, that's a great idea. And then you start saying it back to the Lord. What do you want to do? Well, I want to save your coworkers. Then you start saying, Jesus, save my coworkers. Then he looks down and he says, great idea. I think I'm going to save your coworkers now. But it is a partnership. How do you even know what to pray? We listen. We say, well, you say, pray the scriptures. Which one? We are led by the Spirit. We're going into a month of prayer and fasting. January is a month we're setting it aside. And I'm calling the whole church. I'm encouraging every one of you to lay media aside for the month. Turn off the news. The world will probably not end. Probably. Probably not. Well, no, we know where we're going if it does end. Turn off your influencers, the talking voices that you're listening to. Turn them off. Turn off Facebook. Turn off Instagram. Turn off the television. Fast some food. What do you need to lay down? How are you going to crucify your flesh? It's a really good thing to crucify your flesh. That's a whole message in itself. This isn't like about torturing yourself. You may think it's torturous when you're not eating. It's not about torturing. It's about putting your flesh in its place. But prayer and fasting moves mountains. We're going to look at it in Matthew 17. What fasting does, though, is that we're setting aside permissible pleasures. Are you allowed to watch movies? Of course you are. Make sure they're clean, but you're allowed to do it. It's a permissible pleasure. But we say lay it aside. Why? For the purpose of seeking God in a more focused way. We say take the month. Fast a couple days a week. Are you allowed to eat? Of course. It's a permissible pleasure. Take that permissible pleasure, set it aside for the purpose of seeking God. This is what it does. Fasting silences the white noise in your life. Do you know what white noise is? White noise is when there's competitive things happening that you can't hear. Like when you want to sleep at night, what do? You put a fan on so you can sleep so that you don't hear anything. It's called white noise, right? If you want to go to sleep, you don't want to hear anything else, you put the fan on. Shh. White noise. Do you know how much white noise is going on in your life right now? You want to hear God, but guess what? You can't, because you're hearing the news instead. You want to hear the Lord, but you can't, because you're listening to your favorite influencer. White noise. White noise. White noise. Can I have all my white noise come forward in the room? Keep going. Yes, this was planned. They were all nervous about it. All my white noise, just keep it going. Let me tell you, right now I want so badly to hear the voice of the Lord, but there are so many things happening. But I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to just turn off Facebook right now, because it's really distracting to me, and I'm just going to go ahead and silence it. And, you know, I really want to hear what God is saying. But it's so hard to hear. And I just think I need to turn off my television, because I know that I could use that time in a different way. And I really want to hear the Lord. But guess what I think about more than anything? Food. Food is what I think about. Really, it's true. I am a foodie. And I think I just need to take a few days a week and go without it so that my body will know that it's not in charge. Thanks. And you're the most beautiful white noise. And you know what? I went blank. What else is there, guys? Oh, you know what? There's video games. You know how many video games I play all the time? I'm addicted. Just kidding. And I'm just feeling like I need to shut it off, because I know once I get going, I can't just play for 30 minutes. It's like all I'm thinking about is how to conquer my new Minecraft world, right? Or how to win the level in Call of Duty. I'm trying to be relevant. Thank you. And there's still some white noise, because you know what? It's football season. And I know that all I can think about during football season is the stats. I just need to set it aside. Go ahead. And yet there's still something happening in the room. Yeah, let's go ahead and kill the fans. Oh, yeah, there's a fan up here. Wow, that was a lot. Good job, guys. That fan hasn't run for 50 years. It's like a built-in system. Oh, everyone, just close your eyes for 1 second. Breathe really deep and hear the silence. That's what fasting is. That's what fasting is. Fasting is acknowledging we've got a bunch of white noise in the background all the time. And sometimes the only way to really heighten the way that you hear God's voice is to silence, fast the competing voices. And then what else? You don't just leave yourself empty, though. Then you start filling yourself, eating his word, right? Spending extra time in his presence. I just want to end with reading Matthew 17 as an encouragement to you. There's, we all know this story. There was this man who has a son who had like epileptic seizures. He had a demon though. He was demonized. And the demon would throw the boy into the fire, into the water to try to kill him, would cause him to have seizures at opportune moments to even try to kill the boy. The good daddy, desperate for his son to have a breakthrough, he brought his son to the disciples, and the disciples tried and could not heal the boy. And then the father, desperate for a breakthrough, came to Jesus, threw himself down at Jesus' feet and said, can you heal my son? And Jesus drove out the demon with like one word. Do you know there's breakthroughs? There's mountains that you've been pushing on for a while. It's time. It's time. The disciples were frustrated, puzzled. I mean, after this demon was cast out and the boy was completely healed, they came to Jesus and they said, why couldn't we do it? Because remember, they had been doing that. They'd been casting out demons and healing, just like Jesus had told them. So they would go into an area. It's obvious that the man came to the disciples first. So people were coming to the disciples and getting healed, and they were coming to Jesus and getting healed. And the disciples couldn't do it. Did the disciples have the authority? Yes. Did they have permission? Yes. And so when they were alone with Jesus, they said, why couldn't we? And Jesus said this, it's because of your unbelief. So we know there's a faith issue there. It's because of your unbelief. For assuredly, I say to you, if you had faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you. However, and then he says this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. That's an interesting statement. He's saying, you have a faith issue. And just so you know, this kind of demon doesn't come out except by prayer and fasting. Are you more liked by God after you pray and fast? No, you are fully loved by the Lord right now. If you decide instead of joining in on the church fast, you want to watch football 3 hours a night for the next 30 days, you are still going to be absolutely loved and adored by Jesus. Okay? We're not earning his favor. He likes you. If you're born again, he loves you. And he likes you. You favor with the Lord. So what? Some only go out by prayer and fasting, and you couldn't do it because of your unbelief. Guess what fasting does? It's attached to your faith. You get rid of that white noise. You fast, put your flesh in its place, and guess what? You start hearing. And when you start hearing, your faith goes up. You start seeing, the scales start coming off your eyes. And when you start seeing, your faith goes up. Prayer and fasting increases the power on your life, not because it makes God like you more, but because it makes you be able to hear God better. Because you're not just hearing your flesh. Do you want to know I want to get up every morning and just, first thing is just hear God's voice. Do you know a lot of mornings I get up and this is what I think? Oh, I just need to make some coffee. I really do think about food from morning to night if I really think about it. I'm thinking about coffee. And then breakfast. And then I can think about the Lord until I need to think about lunch. And then after lunch, I'm good for a couple hours till I really need to turn my attention to dinner. And we like to eat good around here, so, you know, it takes a little planning. And if I'm organized, you know, dinner may take a couple hours to cook. Is there anything wrong with that? No, I mean, we need food to eat. However, I don't want food. I'm going to encourage you, fast some food. And I don't mean go to McDonald's. I mean fast some food this month. Ask the Lord how you can take your schedule for the next 30 days and fill it with God. And how you can take your schedule and use it to kill the white noise in your life and to tell your body and your flesh that it's in submission to a higher power, Jesus Christ, who rules over it. I think we're going to go back to our roots in 2024. I feel it in my spirit. And I believe the Lord's increasing fasting in our midst. Corporate fasting and increasing corporate prayer. And, you know, it's powerful. What does the Bible say? One can put 1,000 to flight, but two puts 10,000 to flight. That's good multiplication. That's good math. God math, right? In other words, when you just are serving the Lord, there's power. When you get alongside a brother or sister and you do it together, there's multiplied power. If one can put 1,000 demons to flight, two can put 10,000 demons to flight, so to speak. So I encourage you, as we close up here, Chad, would you mind just coming up? We're just going to end with a song, worship song. I encourage you to ask the Lord, what do you want this month to look like? And do something that stretches you. I encourage every person, when they enter into fasting, to do a fasting plan. We just did this with our teenagers on Wednesday. Winter led a beautiful Wednesday night about fasting and had them look up scriptures and do fasting plans for the month. So we have this saying, fasting is feasting. I don't think we made it up. I think we got it from someone else. Fasting is feasting. In other words, why am I fasting? One of the reasons I'm fasting this month is I want to increase my ability to, I want to hear his voice more. I do. I want to hear clearer. I want to be sharper. That's a great reason to fast. So I have my why. Maybe I want more clarity for 2024. I want more clarity for the church for 2024. So I have my why. What is your why? What are you asking the Lord to do? Do you just long for intimacy and you feel like you've really not been close to him for a while? Let that be your why. So then you have your why, and then what are you going to fast? What are you going to fast? I encourage everybody, from little ones on up to fast media, I encourage you to do it. Shut off that white noise. But maybe you'll do that and something else. Maybe some of you are going to take 30 days and you're not going to eat breakfast and lunch for only one meal a day for 30 days. Maybe you're going to do a juice fast. Maybe you're going to take 2 days a week and just fast food for 2 days a week. Whatever it is, what are you going to fast? And then the next question is, how are you going to feed your spirit? You don't want to do one without the other. How are you going to feed your spirit? What's your plan to get before the flame of God, to put your heart, sometimes our cold hearts, to set our hearts before the flame? What's your plan? Maybe some of you want to show up to Friday night prayer for the month of January. Just say, you know what? I'm just gonna commit for this 1 month to add corporate prayer into my schedule. Maybe some of you have a Bible reading plan. I'm gonna conquer the New Testament or the Gospels in 30 days. Whatever it is, make a plan to feast. Let's just stand up right now. Let's just close our eyes. Let's just look to the Lord. I have this in my heart, Lord. We want to consecrate the next month to you. We want to set it apart for you, Lord. We say January is yours, Lord. 2024 belongs to you, God. Right now, Lord, I pray you just show us by revelation even some of the white noises that are going off in the background, the worries, the cares that we're carrying, the things that we're obsessing over in our heart and our mind that we just need to let go of and just let ourselves be filled with the Spirit. Jesus. Lord, I pray that this month of prayer and fasting will be a month of being set apart, consecrated. And I thank you, Lord, like you said to Joshua, consecrate yourself today, for tomorrow I will do great things among you. Let's go ahead and just worship the Lord right now. And I just want you to take this time to worship, to look at him. It's just going to be one song. And to also let him speak to you about what he has for you this month and what you want to do to enter into just greater intimacy with the Lord. I also want to just open up the altar if anyone wants to come and worship up here or pray up here during this time.
Narrow as the road may seem, I follow where your spirit leads. Broken as my life may be, I'll give you every piece.
Thank you.
just bless every person who sets their mind and their heart to fasting and to prayer this month. Lord, we ask for encounters in your glory, encounters in your word. God, we ask for personal transformation and for breakthroughs. Lord, we ask for scales to come off our eyes, for our earwax, spiritual wax to come out of our ears, so to speak, Lord, for your word to come alive. Lord, we ask that boredom would get broken off of your people. For every person who's bored by you, Lord, we know you're not boring. We are boring. You are not boring. And Lord, I pray that boredom would just get broken off of your people as we just kill the white noise in our life and we set our hearts before the flame, the eternal flame. You are so good. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you all.